We're flying above the city of Miami in a state-of-the-art, high-tech, undercover police helicopter. We've spared no expense in trying to track down a dangerous fugitive who's been on the run since last season. A viewer tip led us to this location, where some say the gunman wanted in the shooting of Mr. Montgomery Burns is on his way to Cuba. Join us as we attempt to solve the crime of the century. I'm John Walsh, and this is Springfield's Most Wanted.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Stop! I'll kill that Mr. Burns!
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not out of order. The whole freaking system is out of order.
Damn Burns. Let me just get one thing.
Who here is going to stop me?
Good evening. As you know by now, Montgomery Burns has been shot. But why and by whom, that remains a mystery. All summer long, Americans have asked themselves, who shot Mr. Burns? Well, tonight we'll attempt to answer that baffling question by uncovering hidden clues, delving into the checkered past of the victim himself, and investigating the citizens of the town of Springfield, a city known for lawless gunplay.
Irresponsible adult!
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Me again.
Sorry.
We know there are numerous suspects. So far on Springfield's Most Wanted, we haven't captured any of them. We've also gathered a vast array of experts in the fields of law enforcement, psychology, and bookmaking, including former Los Angeles police chief Daryl Gates, renowned Beverly Hills psychiatrist to the stars, Dr. Lydia Hansen, and from the sports book at the fabulous Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas, Jimmy Vaccaro.
Thank you, John. We're here at the Mirage Sportsbook, and the board is going wild. Folks are betting on who shot Mr. Burns like it was the Super Bowl. Right now, homers, the odds on favorite at 2-1. But as we get closer to finding out who shot Mr. Burns, things can change in a hurry. Later in the show, I'll return with my special picks. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Jimmy. Now, hopefully, with the help of our experts, we can shed some light on this mystery. Perhaps the best place to start is with the victim himself, one Montgomery Burns. What would drive a resident of the normally tranquil town of Springfield to gun down an innocent man? Or is he so innocent? Let's take a moment to look at the life of Montgomery Burns.
Ladies and gentlemen, throwing out tonight's first ball, the man whose name is synonymous with our nation's safest and cleanest energy source, Mr. Montgomery Burns!
Oh, they love you, sir.
As well they might. Spit on this for me, Smithers.
One hucker coming up, sir.
Hey, Ragger!
You throw like my sister, man! Yeah, you throw like...
To understand this bombastic billionaire, we have to go back 81 years and uncover the secrets of his childhood. What dark forces shaped the life of the richest man in Springfield?
You're fired!
As a young boy, Happy, as he was called by his loving parents, would soon make a fateful decision. A decision that would forever change his destiny.
Happy, would you like to continue living with us, your loving natural parents? Who would you rather live with, this twisted, loveless billionaire?
Let's roll.
No one can measure the impact of the painful break with his parents. But one thing is certain. The young Monty Burns was becoming a hardcore hooligan.
Dance.
He had set upon a wicked path. Of course he would follow for the rest of his life.
I'm afraid we have a bad image, sir. Market research shows people see you as something of an ogre.
You ought to club them and eat their bones.
A film biography might let them get to know the real you. Virtuous, heroic, nubile.
You left a pleasant.
Springfield's Most Wanted is poured over countless newspapers and newsreels to piece together the sordid details of Mr. Burns' life. What we found was not always a pretty picture.
If you'll excuse me, I'm changing for a board meeting.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Burns.
Hey, Mom,
Did he have those spots all over his body?
I heard that.
Oops.
Would you feel more comfortable if I left too, sir?
Of course not, Smithers. You're like a doctor.
Over the years, Montgomery Burns has proven to be heartless.
I think the boy's hurt.
Oh, for crying out loud! Just give him a nickel and let's get going.
Insensitive.
You're fired.
Rude.
I'm 239 and I'm feeling fine.
Ah, why, my good man, you're the fattest thing I've ever seen. And I've been on safari.
Violent.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
I'm giving you the beating of your life.
Stop that.
And his callous disregard for the environment may have destroyed Springfield's ecosystem for generations to come.
30 seconds to core meltdown.
So maybe the question is not why someone would shoot Mr. Burns, but why wouldn't everyone? When we come back, a shocking look at some of the alleged perpetrators and possible motives for murder.
I think that punk kid, Bart, did it. Burns messed with the kid's mutt, so the kid offs the fogey. I've seen that sawhead use guns before, too. He ain't bad. Just give me one weekend alone with Mr. Smart Guy. I'll straighten him out good.
I'm certain it was Smithers who shot old man Burns. Sure, they were friends, good friends. But their relationship has been strained lately, and Smithers just snapped.
Happy birthday, Mr. Smithers.
Welcome back to Springfield's Most Wanted. In a moment, we'll consult with our experts and reveal startling new information about the suspects. But first, a powerful recreation of what police believe happened on the day of the shooting.
Oh, it's you. What are you so happy about? I see. I think you better drop it. I said drop it.
Hey, man, are you okay?
Won't dignify that with response.
We know almost everyone in town is under suspicion, but each citizen of Springfield had a different motive, a different reason to gun down Mr. Burns. So let's track down the suspects and listen to their side of the story.
They fired me, and now I spend my days drinking cheap scotch and watching Comedy Central.
Burns cost me my groundskeeping job at the school, and I'm too superstitious to take the one at the cemetery.
Because I am, I lost my room, my things, and my friend's collection of old sunbathing magazines.
I lost my bar.
I lost his bar.
He robbed the school of music.
He robbed the school of financial security.
He can't remember my name.
Look what he did to my best friend.
What?
No, my dog.
In order to understand the actions of a fugitive, we have to go inside his head, locate the evil impulses that drive him. We've gathered a panel of experts who will explore the complex and sometimes shocking characteristics of the criminal mind. Someone in Springfield fits this profile, but who? For more on this issue, let's start with former L.A. Police Chief Daryl Gates. Chief?
Thanks, Johnny. You know, I've been in law enforcement for most of my adult life. I was chief of police in the city of Los Angeles for over 15 years, and I handled hundreds of celebrity cases during that time. But this incident, this Mr. Burns thing, is the most bizarre I've ever encountered. I've got to tell you, I've never seen anything like it.
Take one last look at the sun, Springfield.
Hey! I've been in Reno for 6 weeks. Did I miss anything?
Now here's the way I see it. After being shot, Burns stumbled around for quite a while. A professional killer would have dropped him in his tracks. I believe the shooter was an amateur, someone unfamiliar with firearms.
Plants, use the remote.
I can't find it.
I'll check your holster.
Oh, yeah.
A rescue plane! Get the flare gun!
This ain't one of your church picnic flare gun firing splanders. This is a real thing!
Don't! A high percentage of victims in cases like this know their assailants. A crime of passion or misunderstanding between friends. We can only speculate.
Smithers, come over here and help me write a match note to my girlfriend.
Fine. Darling one, read my words and hear my heart speak of a love soft and undying. A love that will be with you always. Sincerely, yada, yada, yada.
That's marvelous. How did you think of that so fast?
I sent it to you on your birthday. Excuse me, I have something in my eye.
We don't have to be adversaries, Homer. We both want a fair union contract.
Why is Mr. Burns being so nice to me?
And if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Wait a minute. Is he coming on to me?
After all, negotiations make strange bedfellows.
Sorry, Mr. Burns, but I don't go in for these backdoor shenanigans. Sure, I'm flattered, maybe even a little curious, but the answer is no.
An investigation of the crime scene has revealed there was quite a struggle. Whoever accosted Burns was having trouble overpowering a feeble old man. I think we're looking for a real wimp here.
Ah! Kill it! Kill it!
Grandpa, please. He's in a coma.
Coma? Why, I go in and out of comas all the... French toast, please.
Look, Lisa, I snatched 5 bathing suits. All Martins. Take your best shot. I'm wearing 17 layers. I brought this on myself.
With all due respect to Chief Gates, I gotta tell you, the little chubby fat kid did not shoot Mr. Burns. Jimmy Vaccaro here with the bookmaker's point of view. Everyone thinks Homer and Smithers are sure things, but I'm looking for suspects that paid big. I'd spread my money over several long shots. First, check out members of Springfield's sinister organization. They can keep their guilt quiet and drive up the odds.
I swear that if I reveal the secrets of the stonecutters, may my stomach become bloated and my head be plucked of all but 3 hairs.
I think you should have to take a different dose. Have a few bucks left? Lay some cash on the clown. My sources say that Krusty owes a lot of grain to certain people, and he'd do anything for a quick buck. Maybe even murder.
I am afraid the time has come for you to pay us.
Look, what can I tell you? You can't get blood from a turnip. You want to kill me? Go ahead and kill me. Oh, hey, all right, okay, already.
So now you're thinking, Jimmy, are there any long shots left? Yes, there are, and I've got them. Want a hint? Red hair and a Scottish accent.
Lunch, Lady Doris. Have you got any grease?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Then grease me up, woman.
Okie dokie.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Lydia Hansen. When Springfield's Most Wanted asked me to analyze this case, I was reluctant at first. After all, I'm a psychiatrist, not a police officer. But after reviewing the file, I began to realize that my experience in developmental psychology might help pinpoint the individual we're looking for. My case studies suggest that the seeds of crime are often sown very early in life. And there's one boy in Springfield who fits that profile like a glove.
So long, sucker!
Prostitution, loan sharking, numbers. The kid likes the wettest leak in everything.
Do you really think he could be the leader of a murderous criminal syndicate?
Well, not the leader, I mean... Oh, it's true, all the pieces fit.
But there's another way to look at this incident. Who would commit a crime like this in a public place where any passerby could hear the shot and identify the assailant? Who would risk immediate capture, prosecution, and imprisonment? I think Mr. Burns might have been attacked by someone who is, as we say, intellectually challenged.
Marge, I got sprayed by the skunk! Oh, look, it's doing it again!
I move for a bad court thingy.
You mean a mistrial?
Yeah. That's why you're the judge and I'm the law-talking guy.
The lawyer.
Right.
If there's one thing I've seen in my career again and again, it's the devastation caused by substance abuse. Overindulgence can drive a person to violent behavior. I'd investigate the suspects with a habit.
My name is Atu. I love to get Blattu.
Don't forget to watch my 29th anniversary show, featuring clips like this one of Sideshow Mel whacked out on Wowie Sauce.
Well, I'm not afraid to tell you, you're a...
Whoa, that's good squishy.
What's it like, Bart?
Bonnie, don't steal any beer while I'm gone.
What kind of pathetic drunk do you take me for?
Somebody spilled beer in this ashtray.
Ah. Homer, with our help, you'll never touch a beer again.
I'd like to thank our panel of experts for their extraordinary insights. With their help, I think we're one step closer to justice. We've learned a lot about possible suspects in the shooting of Mr. Burns, but the story doesn't end there. Any experienced investigator will tell you a good case is built on hard evidence. The drop of blood, the broken twig, the fingerprint, anything that would point towards the guilty party. Tonight, we're fortunate enough to have a special guest who will help uncover the hidden clues and fascinating theories surrounding this incident. He's head of Springfield's own police department, Chief Clancy Wiggum. Chief, could you help us identify the dangerous fugitive who shot Mr. Burns?
All right, boys, here are the latest clues. The weapon in question is still missing, but we're looking at two leads. Grandpa Simpson, Smith & Wesson, was reported missing from the Simpsons' backyard. Also, at the time old man Burns was found shot, his gun wasn't in his holster. Be on the lookout for these weapons, my TV remote control, and a two-for-one donut sale.
Thanks, Chief, for your in-depth analysis. Fortunately, Springfield's Most Wanted has conducted its own investigation. Here's what we found. When Mr. Burns falls on the sundial, his hands come to rest near the letters W and S. Could this stand for Waylon Smithers? Now, forensic evidence has also revealed important details about the weapons involved. Skinner had a silencer on his gun, yet a gun was clearly audible during the shooting. Moe had a shotgun. That weapon would have done far more damage to poor old Montgomery. So, was it someone else at the town meeting had their sights set on Burns? And have you ever noticed that Krusty looks just like Homer in clown makeup? Maybe they were working as a team. But perhaps the most intriguing clue comes from multiple images of the number three. Bart leaves school in the opening credits at three. Homer returns the package at three. Mr. Burns is shot at three. Coincidence? I don't think so.
I think that Mr. Burns shot himself. You know, he's so feeble that he dropped the pistol on his lovers and then it went off. And when you think about it, it's pretty obvious.
Tonight, we've discovered numerous clues, followed a lot of leads, and investigated a multitude of suspects. So, what have we accomplished? Not much. We leave you now with a tribute to Montgomery Burns.
And Manhunter John Wolfe returns to Sky One later tonight at 11. Next up to Deep Space Nine, where a classical poet re-emerges from the wormhole after more than 200 years, claiming to be the emissary. Mm-hmm.